live from Bella Notte Restaurante in beautiful downtown. News Talk 970 WKHM, in conjunction with the Jackson Chamber of Commerce, are proud to bring you Good Morning Greater Jackson. And now, here's your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Welcome.
Good morning. Hello.
Aloha. How are you, Greg?
March 22nd edition of Good Morning Greater Jackson.
March 22nd.
Bella Notte. Hey, they have a new menu coming up at Bella Notte.
They do?
In about a week or so.
I can't hardly wait.
Yeah.
Telling you, new menu. And
real pizza and pasta from Italy.
Real?
All the ingredients are from Italy.
You've done some research on this.
I've been researching it extensively.
We can hardly wait. Well, here we are. We've got the sheriff department just came in today, so I feel better about that now. Chris, Steve, good to see you guys. Thanks for the security today. We do appreciate that very much. What do we got going today, Greg?
We've got the Jackson Business and Professional Women.
All right.
Home Builders Association, Mission of Hope Cancer Fund, Ann Arbor State Bank, Jackson District Library. What a lineup.
Telling you, how can we beat this one, huh?
Blockbuster. Good. What a crowd today.
I know. It's a great crowd. Man. Everybody must want to eat breakfast today. So always good breakfast here. It really is. So shall we start out? I think we'll start out today with the Jackson Business and Professional Women.
Good idea.
Wow. Jackson Business and Professional. We have Jody Snyder here today. We have Sarah Tackett. And welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. We are here today to talk about two things. First of all is Equal Pay Day. And this is an event that goes on every year. We host it at Jackson Coffee from 7 to 9 a.m. It will be on Tuesday, April 12th. The reason that we are promoting this is that women's wages take all of 2015 up until April 12th to equal a man's pay. Now, that's not every type of employment. Some companies are more fair and the wages are similar, but there still is a big wage gap. So we do have coupons available, 23% off to women only on that day. They're on your table. Please feel free to share them.
Did you say women only?
Women only, yes.
Just checking.
Is that right? Is that right?
Yes.
That's okay? Okay.
Yes. Because it is equal pay day, so we are giving women, that is the difference in the wage gap, 23%. The second thing I want to talk about is radio days. That's another event that we host with the local radio station.
Which one, Jody?
105.3.
Oh. Wow, they'll be shocked to hear that. How about WKHM? Is it on there?
Nope, only
okay.
105.
All right.
It is Saturday, May 7th. It'll be either from 10 to 12 or 11 to 1. And what we do is we read ads. The ads are about a 30-second spot. They cost $30. You can acknowledge a graduation. You can acknowledge Mother's Day. You can acknowledge prom, whatever you would like. And either we, our members, will be reading them, or in the past we have had help from the Rose Queen candidates. So if you're interested in a form, very cheap advertising. We read them again and again during a two-hour period, and we'd be happy to read an ad for you. Thank you.
That's it. That's all I want to talk about?
That's all I want to talk about.
How about Sarah? Sarah, do you think, Sarah, so you, how about Sarah? Shall we ask you a question?
Sure.
So now, your organization, you belong to your organization? Do you join and pay dues?
It's a membership organization. We do have dues. We do meet twice a month on the second and the fourth Tuesdays over at the Cascades Manor at noon, and anyone is welcome, men or women, for our membership. Today we're going to have a special speaker from the Women's History Museum coming at noon if anyone wants to join us. Should be a lot of interesting information for Women's History Month.
Yeah, I think your organization, you talk about you're committed to raising awareness of health and family concerns and legislative issues for women. That's what you're main mission is?
That's what our main mission is. We have a variety of ladies who are part of our organization from a variety of different types of employment and work experiences. We also, with the money that we raise from our radio days, we use that for scholarships to help women go back to get further education, to help them better their place in the work, better their workplace.
How long has your organization been around?
95 years.
95 years. Mm-hmm. That's quite a long time ago. So, like 1921 or something like that. Wow, that's amazing. So, how many members do you have now?
We have about 30 members.
Yep. Okay. All right.
And we'd love to have more.
We'd love to have more. I'll bet you would. I'll bet you would. So you're meeting twice a month and talk about a lot of different issues, things we just talked about right there, plus your latest one is the equal pay, which I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I'm not going to say that's a bad thing. That's a good thing. Right, Laura? We've got the two women from Ann Arbor State Bank here and everything else. I mean, should be equal. Shouldn't it, Greg?
I think so.
So, business and professional women, you guys meet twice a month. If they want to get a hold of you to join, how do they do that?
We have a Facebook page and
website.
The website, yep.
Okay, well, great. Well, thanks for coming today. And Channel 5, I've seen that name out there for years. I'm not really sure I understood what it was all about, to be honest with you. Well, thanks for coming today, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Business and professional women. Equal pay. April 12th.
Home builders.
Home builders coming up. The Home Builders Expo. Joan Bement is here. Hi, Joan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, we're very excited. This is our 40th annual show on April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Jackson Fair Event Center down at the fairgrounds. We're looking forward to having, we have a full show, so the building will be full of folks who are looking to help you maintain or improve your home investment. We have everything from the foundation to the roof and your landscaping outside, flooring, insulation, windows, doors, anything you can think of that would go in your home as an improvement. Or if you're looking to build new, you can come down and speak with lots of contractors, building and remodeling contractors, both.
So you have a full lineup?
We do. Over 60 exhibitors that will fill that building. We have several special events that are happening. We have veterans get in free on Friday, so a veteran and a guest can come Friday to the show for free. We also are having a pet adoption event with Cascades Humane Society, and we have the Great Foodini coming on Friday to do some cooking demonstrations for us. And then Saturday, we have Paws, the
Tiger mascot.
Tiger mascot will be there. We're going to be having some a live butterfly exhibit that's sponsored by Superior Industrial Sales. That'll be Saturday from 2 to 4. So if you want to bring the kids down and actually feed butterflies, that will be a fun addition to the show. We have a chainsaw carver that's there Saturday and Sunday. And then on Sunday, Tim Boss from the Jackson Antique Mall, who's a local expert and appraiser, will be there to do antique appraisals. So if you want to bring an item down, you can do that.
Did you say feed butterflies?
Feed butterflies.
Oh, my. Wow. What do they eat?
They make some sort of a nectar for them, and apparently you hold out a Q-tip and they'll drink from the end of a Q-tip. So
really?
Something new for us.
No popcorn or?
Apparently not. Yeah. No popcorn. But we're grateful to our sponsors. We have Consumers Energy as a gold sponsor, and then we have silver sponsors in CP Federal Credit Union, Shoal Construction and Services, Strauss Construction, Superior Industrial Sales and Service, and the Window and Door Store of Jackson.
Do you have a kids area or something?
We do. There's the CP Federal Credit Union typically has kids activities that are going on all weekend, and then we have, like I said, these special things, the butterfly exhibit on pause as some additional entertainment. So
now, can we get free tickets or do we have to pay?
There are exhibitors who have free tickets that are floating around. I have some in my office, so if somebody comes to my office when I'm there and asks me for free tickets, I'll give them to you.
Okay.
Happily. There are also any of our newspaper advertisements. You can get a buy one, get one coupon for free admission. Adults are $5, but children are free, and the parking is free. So if you want to go to, you can also go to our website, which is hbajmi.com, and you can print off the BOGO coupon there.
Okay. Can you give us a little history lesson about the Home Builders Association?
Sure. The Home Builders Association has been part of the Jackson business community for 60 years, and this is our 40th annual show. So for 60 years, members of the building industry have gotten together and done business with each other and promoted the use of licensed and insured contractors and quality trade contractors, and we're grateful to be here and grateful for our members.
How many members now?
We have about 100 members now, yeah.
That's probably, it's probably been pretty steady?
It has been, yeah, for the last few years.
So how are you assessing the upcoming building season?
Our members are very busy, which is a wonderful thing. Whether they're, there's a lot of remodeling that's going on. There is some new construction that's happening, and I'm hearing about more, so we're looking forward to a busy season, but certainly the folks who are going to be at the home show are going to want to talk to you, and they're looking for more business. So
somebody's looking for a builder. Joan, can they call your office, get a recommendation, or how does that work?
They can call our office, and I can't recommend one of our builders over another, or any of our members over another member, but certainly can get them a membership directory. We publish that every year, and that will be available at the home show as well. They can also go to our website and get a listing there of our members. We do, of course, as I tell everybody that calls me, you know, make sure that they're licensed and insured, a member of our association or not, ask to see their license, get a certificate of insurance, mm-hmm. because they are more than happy to provide that. They're doing continuing education. You know, their licenses are important, and they're dedicated to their craft. So
now, are you limited to Jackson County or no?
Our territory actually covers Jackson and Hillsdale counties, but there are over 20 other local associations, HBAs within the state. So we cover Jackson and Hillsdale County.
So you can handle many more members.
Absolutely. Give me a call, 783-4800.
Okay. Just what? Small membership fee?
Absolutely.
So when is your show? When's the Home Builders Show?
It is April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Everything's in the Fair Event Center?
Right? Everything is inside the Fair Event Center.
Or the American One Event Center?
Correct. Yep.
I've been going to that for years. I haven't been the last couple. It always was interesting because a lot of people come in there with different ideas and kind of fun to see what you might want to do to your house or whatever.
Exactly. There's a lot to see and lots of really friendly folks to talk to. And yeah. So we're looking to do business with you. So.
Thanks, Joan.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Home Builders Expo coming up April 1, 2, and 3.
All right.
Now we got
Moving right along. My gosh, today we're going by fast. We gotta jazz this up some way. How do you jazz up the next one, though? Cancer. Talking about cancer, you know. And I don't know about you, but I hate cancer. Anybody not hate cancer out there? Kind of a stupid question, huh? But you know, don't we all fear that? My gosh, you always think that latest pain you've got, that latest whatever else is a cancer, is some weird thing like that, and inoperable, incurable, whatever it happens to be. And, you know, I think, and I've known about this organization for, you've been around for over 21 years. I don't know how many years in Jackson, but about 20 years or so. I think 21, you've been 21 years in Jackson, too. Because I know you're in about every county. But we've got, coming up next year, it's a Mission of Hope Cancer Fund with Rock Magnus, which I think you were there from the original day. I know you were. And Brandon Thomas. And basically, just to give you a quick, Mission of Hope Cancer Fund is a nonprofit, and they're, you know, they help people financially that have cancer. And they're in every county, or 83 counties in Michigan. So today, again, I guess we're going to start out. We're not going to start out with Rock, I don't think, here. We're going to start out with Brandon, right?
Yes.
Brandon, well, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you're with the Mission of Hope.
Cancer. Yes, I am.
You and
I'm
Rock
assistant
both.
To Rock. I've been a little over a year with him now, and just seemed what a great work he's been doing in Jackson and around the state of Michigan. And I noticed that when I had started that he hadn't done a 5K race. And anybody who's ever ran a 5K race as a director or anything like that or been involved with one knows how hard they are to start and how complicated they are to get going and just how big of a task it is. So I can see why he didn't take that task on before I came on board. But I have decided to start one for him and help be the race director for that. It's called the I Can Fight Cancer 5K. It's going to be on April 30th next month, right downtown Jackson at the new Blackman Park, right across the street from the Jackson Symphony Orchestra. And that's going to be the start and the finish line. And it will be a run and walk, so you don't have to worry about trying to be at a certain time. You can just leisurely stroll if you'd like to. All this is to raise funds for Mission of Hope Cancer Fund. It will go right down Michigan Ave and take a left on Mechanic, go all the way up to the Armory Arts, turn around, come back down and go around the Consumers Building, and then come back down to the park. So it'll be a nice walk through downtown, actually. It will be a 9 a.m. start. We're looking for all sorts of things for it. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for volunteers and, of course, people to register to race or walk. We got quite a few sponsors already starting, but of course we'd like more. We'd like to cover the cost of doing the race so that all the registrations are going directly to help the cancer patients that we help out. We've already gotten places like Jackson Magazine and JTV and American One and Melling Tool. Ted Kristoff and Kristoff and Sons have already started. Napoleon Feed Mill. So we've got quite a few amount of sponsors who are already helping. So I'm hoping that somebody will approach me today and want a sponsorship also. So and that's all I got for the race.
Okay. Well then tell us about sure. You know, what you really do out there. You say you help people financially and everything else. I mean, how do people contact you and what goes on? What goes on in your organization? All right, we're gonna talk
I'll
to
take that, Rick. Yeah, all thanks. Right. Good morning.
Morning.
Actually, anyone who calls us from the state of Michigan, or they can go onto our website and fill out the client form. But people contact us from, personally now after 21 years, they can contact us from a lot of other folks that have been touched by cancer and that we've been able to help that remember us and refer us. But also many social workers, caseworkers, nurse navigators, all over the state of Michigan refer people to us.
And then you... And you're a financial organization? That's basically what you do? You're helping them financially? You're helping them emotionally? Or you're sending counselors? What are you doing then?
No counseling, but we do the direct financial assistance to cancer patients. And we've been doing that now for the last 21 years. And actually, we have 6 direct financial assistance programs. So what we do is we help with prescription costs and co-pays, insurance premiums. So that's actually health insurance premiums. We help you maintain that while you're going through your treatment. Medical costs and expenses. Travel expenses. Travel is one of the bigger ones, the two that we provide. A lot of folks obviously need help getting to and from treatment when you're doing radiation is typically every day. So that's usually a big expense. And a new project we have started just a few years ago is our benefit merchandise program. So we are actually providing $1,200 of the brand new or gently used merchandise to anyone holding a cancer benefit in the state of Michigan. They can either pick it up or we ship it to them. And last year, we actually provided nearly $42,000 to cancer patients holding cancer benefits for just that one program. So we're very excited about that.
How are you funded?
You know, we do all kinds of fundraising, obviously, these different events. We have a telemarketing campaign company up in Bay City that calls for us nearly every day. So they bring on awareness for us every day and also, obviously, the support.
You've got an angel campaign going on right now, too?
We actually have a Believe Road Angel campaign. There it is. It's we just actually purchased a new vehicle after about 10 years. So we had that one. I think we went about 2 years without making a payment. So we finally purchased this one. So this is a way to help us pay for this vehicle. You know, we use the vehicle to help go get all the merchandise. So that is what helps us do that. We also take merchandise to several different children's hospitals to help out the kids a couple times a year. It helps us to go to the different hospitals to rather do the intakes there or just do visitations at the hospitals. So this is a great way to help support the Mission Hope Cancer Fund with the Believe Road Angel campaign. Again, all that money goes into helping additional cancer patients.
Okay, so so if somebody wants to get a hold of you, I mean, because I don't think a lot of people really know about you, to be honest with you, out there. It's so if they really want to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, you can call our office at 517-782-4643. We, of course, have a website, cancerfund.org. And we are there every day from 10 to 3.
You run all the other counties? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, one of the things we'd like to say is that we are now one of less than 7% of the cancer charities in the United States actually providing direct financial assistance. So and we've been doing it now for the 21 years. And as you have said, we are now in all 83 counties in Michigan.
Do you run all the 83 counties out of this
office? Out of this office, correct. There's one right downtown here at the Commonwealth Commerce Center.
Okay, great, great. That's what that is interesting. Do you work with other cancer organizations?
No, we're standalone. We do everything on our own. Now, we refer people to other organizations. We have a new Believe journal that every one of our patients get now, which is a really great thing. For many years, we were understaffed, and so for every patient that called us, there are probably several that never even got a call back. Right. But now we have a client intake coordinator, so every patient that gets a hold of us gets one of our new Believe journals that helps them keep track of all their doctor's appointments, their health insurances, and all that. And it's full of additional cancer resources, financial cancer resources, and just other ways of keeping track of what they're going through.
Rock, how did you get started in this?
You know, I was initially diagnosed with terminal colon cancer in 1993. So after I found out it was going to survive a little longer than they anticipated, I started this charity to help provide the direct financial assistance. I've been with them now for 21 years.
Fantastic. Fantastic, I guess.
Thank you.
There you go. Wow. Hopefully one of the days we'll all come up with a cure. Of course, I really believe, that's why everybody goes to get checkups. You find out early you got cancer, 90-some percent of the time, they're going to slow it down, stop it, eradicate it, whatever. I think it's a big thing we'll have to know is we have to go in and get checked. We have to go in and get checked because some of us someday are going to get it. And hopefully someday it'll be, like you say, cured and be done with. But if you catch it too late, it's a problem. So go to the doctor. That's all I can tell you is go to the doctor.
Yeah. Early detection is key.
What's that?
Early detection is key.
Early detection is key. Okay, well, thanks so much. We're going to stop for a break. I just want to make one thing. Last week was the sheriff's birthday, too. We got the sheriff here, you know, so I'm really sorry we missed that last week there. Yeah, you're very welcome, Steve. I just wanted to make sure that we all want to know. Our sheriff's birthday last week was right there. Steve Rand, I tell you. Yeah, we should sing happy birthday to him. We'll try to get some recruits up here. We'll
do it during the break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to hear your voice.
No. Okay. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Back.
Part two. Don't go away. Newstalk 970 WKHM.